Yeah, it's very disappointing to hear again, to hear this story after hearing it last week as well. I think it's happening now at this point in time. It's probably peak season and holidays, so there's probably staff is really stressed at the moment, so you have to commend the current staff for putting up with such a busy schedule on the emergency services. But I think the issue is that it needs proper government intervention, and I think it's crucial because the problem's not going to go away. And I think the only way to address it significantly is proper funding from the government. So I would be calling on the Minister for Health, Simon Harris, to put significant funding into the university, or Letterkenny University Hospital, because it's going on, as I say, it's not going to go away, and it's going on week after week. And the current staff are stretched, and we just need more staff and more beds, and it's not going to go away until it's properly addressed and funding is needed.
Some may argue that if it isn't addressed, the situation can only get worse, as we are about to embark in the autumn winter months, where we have seen in the past a huge increase in the number of people awaiting admission to the hospital.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to come into the winter months, there'll be more colds and flus happening, and viruses, and it could get significantly worse than what it is at the moment, and you wouldn't want to see that happening. So hopefully the government will intervene with some package to solve the solution in Letterkenny University Hospital. And from my own lines as well, I'll be speaking with our own health spokesperson, Billy Kelleher, to see will he address it with Simon Harris, because as I said, the situation's not going to go away, and we do need significant funding for more staff and more beds in Letterkenny General Hospital, and we need to get it addressed as soon as possible.